Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
We got 8 days until the Easter weekend, 37 days till Eurovision is on in Sweden. That's on the 17th of next month. And then 81 days to go if you're a Wimbledon fan. Tennis crew that is coming back very soon. Today's International Safety Pin Day. Don't ask, it exists. And it's also International Golfers Day as well. So if you're into a bit of swinging, today's the day for you.
All right. Right.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Steven Seagal.
Oh.
73. Davy Carton is the lead singer with the Saw Doctors, the Irish band. He's 66. Roberto Carlos, Brazilian footballer. The man with the amazing left foot is 52. Okay. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, murderer of the dance floor.
Can I guess how old she is?
How old is one?
I'm going to say that she's 47.
She's 46.
Oh,
how
look.
Dare you? I think she was doing a radio show on BBC Radio 2. She used to do this kitchen disco thing.
She's so cool. I'm a big fan of hers now. I think she's great.
On this day in 1970, Paul McCartney formally announced the Beatles were ending. He was breaking.
Okay, yeah.
It was all breaking up. And on this day in 2001... you might remember Eminem was given 2 years probation. He was fined about $4,000 after admitting carrying a concealed weapon. Things that are happening that you might be interested in getting part of if you're one of the many people in Cork who are concerned about the worsening level of the situation over in Gaza at the moment, which is, you know, we thought we had got to a place where there was a ceasefire and now things are back as bad as ever.
They are, yeah.
And it's horrific seeing this play out on your phone and you feel utterly useless and you can't do anything about it. But if you want to be part of something, there's a Dip for Gaza swim. It's taking place in Myrtleville Beach this coming Sunday, 2 p.m.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So they're asking everybody to gather. I don't know if they are raising funds. Of course they're raising funds. And it's going to go to Gaza Gabra.
Oh,
Gaza,
that's really
good. Which translates to Gaza Forever, a grassroots initiative providing aid in Gaza.
That's brilliant.
So it's a family fun day, 2 p.m. down to Murty.
Okay, and go for a little dip in the sea.
Hopefully the weather will be okay, but regardless, get down
there
if you can.
Absolutely, well done.
That is happening. People that are employing people are saying that lots of people that are looking for jobs are turning up with CVs that have been written by AI.
Oh.
Which look incredible and really expansive and detailed.
Wow.
And like you look at it going, oh God, this person is
getting the job.
They bring them in for an interview and they don't know about half of what they're talking about in their CV.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Employers have warned that the overgrowing trend of job applicants using AI to enhance their CVs or even promote them.
Right.
Global recruitment company says clients are becoming increasingly concerned over mismatches between CV content and candidate performance.
Oh God, I'm cringing.
It is. It's bad, isn't it?
You it's bad.
Yeah. So tell me about the time that you ran Levi Strauss over in America. No, I have two pairs of Levi's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh God, I bet it's that bad, you know.
It's stuff like that.
Oh.
I caught my sister out with a brilliant prank. I must dig it up years ago.
Did you?
Where I rang her and I said I was going for a big radio job up in Dublin.
Okay.
I said, listen, this is, you'll have to, can you be my reference?
Okay.
Just say you were my reference and whatever they ask you, just big me up as big as possible. So she thought she was getting a phone call from the company.
That's right.
And I wanted to see, would she lie for me? Well, my God.
Did you ring her yourself?
The amount of stuff I threw at them, like I was like, I was nominated, shortlisted for a Nobel Peace Prize.
You she was didn't. Like,
oh, he was very proud of that. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, please. Do you have a recording
I have it somewhere. I must dig it up.
Oh, I want to listen to that.
She lied through her teeth to get me the gig.
Between her and your mother?
They've been the butt end of my messing for far too long. Hottest day of the year so far today. Could be up to about 19 degrees later on. It's also international, Corkonian short day. Something that Kira kicked off on her show. We are inviting every single one of you to get the short shorts on today. We have today, really tomorrow, and a bit of Saturday. And then we're back to the old mucky weather again. So we gotta make leg hay while the sun shines. That makes no sense at all.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
You know what I mean.
No, what's leg hay?
It's an analogy for getting your pins out.
All right, okay. Very good.
So get your short shorts on and we need photographic evidence. Please join the short short club. What have you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to bring you the big brother news first. They were actually on lockdown yesterday. It was one of those things where somebody flew a drone into the compound. And I think it was coming from a TikTok star. So I guess they have to put in this kind of like emergency kind of evacuation thing that happens when, you know, something, obviously a foreign object enters the compound, which was the drone. So they were all told to go back inside the house, stay inside the house, close all the doors, because I suppose they didn't actually know what it was.
Was Mickey Rourke getting 40 Benson dropped off or something, was he?
We all love Mickey.
Maybe.
A burner phone.
Load of SIM cards sent over from Mountjoy. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. But actually, funny enough, talking about Mickey, he's making all the headlines again. There's been almost, I think, 100 complaints so far to Ofcom about his behaviour. And now he's made another clanger. He basically, Jojo Siwa, he was chatting to Jojo Siwa from Dance Mums, and he used a homophobic slur.
Okay.
And this is kind of how it unfolded. Have a listen to this.
You can't say that, Mickey.
One breath at a time, troops. One breath at a time.
Mickey, before you entered the Big Brother house, the rules regarding unacceptable language and behaviour were explained to you.
Yes, sir.
Mickey, Big Brother thinks your language was offensive and unacceptable.
All right. I can understand that.
As a result, Big Brother is giving you a formal warning.
Right. I apologise. I don't have dishonourable intention. I'm just talking smack, you know?
Boy, did I get chewed out.
You got in trouble?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I guess it's not what you say, it's how it lands. Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't mean this.
I was, Jojo was very upset earlier, bless her. But,
oh, you were? Sorry.
But she's still upset.
Okay, so Jojo is in a relationship with a woman, obviously.
Yes.
I'm not up to scratch with this. Okay.
And he used a homophobic slur towards her.
Oh, right.
And that's what he got into trouble for, obviously it's not really that cool, is it? Do you know what I mean? You've got to kind of... I don't know if it's that he's... like, as he said, he's just going to go in there and be himself, but you've got to kind of rein it in a little bit as well, because you're on national television. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, he caught up with Jojo a bit later on, and he took the opportunity to apologise to her. Have a listen.
Sorry.
Your slippers.
I want to apologise.
Thank you.
I just got a short, bad habit of having a short fuse. And I don't mean nothing by it.
I appreciate your apology.
I hope. Okay, I do mean it.
I appreciate your apology.
If I didn't, I wouldn't say it to you.
I know.
Okay.
I appreciate the apology, and I hope you enjoy your slippers,
mate. All right, it's all okay.
I don't know. We'll see. I just get the feeling he's a bit of a loose cannon, but anyway, let's see what happens in the next few days. Things are getting a little bit messy between Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen, who are in the middle of a divorce at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Things always get messy when it comes down to money, but their lawyers are both trying to divide about $120 million at the moment.
Okay.
And it all started off quite amicable. Remember they posted the little tennis shot of them when they were announcing that they were divorcing?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got a bit nasty.
Yeah, it was all tennis analogies, wasn't it?
Yeah, all that kind
of
stuff.
There was a lot of love, and we drank the juice and all this kind of stuff, whatever.
Put down the rackets and all the rest of it. Now it's got nasty.
Yeah, okay. So as long as she doesn't get the Borat and budgie smugglers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hello.
This is a really interesting question. WhatsApp hopping this morning. Very busy. Let's see what I got here. Kevin has been on to me. And by the way, if you want to jump in on this, if you can help us out, 0868 104 106. You can call into the show anytime. 0818 104 106 is the number. Kevin is asking the question, heading to Portugal in May for the old Holly Bops.
Right.
And like every child in Cork at the moment, my two lads go nowhere without their Hurleys and a slither.
Oh, yeah.
Just wondering if any of your listeners know, is it possible to bring Hurleys on an aircraft?
Oh.
From Kevin. Kevin, I'm guessing they'd be classified as weapons.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I can't imagine you'd be allowed to bring them on, but you can definitely put them through, you know, like you put your baggage through the undercarriage.
Yeah, and and you can also book things on as sports equipment.
Yeah.
But you have to pay extra, I think.
Yeah, but you could put Hurleys into a big bag. A car
could into a suitcase, yeah.
I have a buddy who works up in security up there. Aiden, are you listening?
Aiden,
come on, hit the finger out there. Anybody up in Cork Airport? Hurleys, yay or nay? You can't. I don't think you can walk on with them, but you'll definitely be able to get them on a bag.
Aiden, put down those hash browns now and get back to us.
When I was going through the airport there a couple of years ago on holidays, you know that You know that bit where you have to go, you have to put all your stuff into the little plastic bag?
Oh, yeah.
That's so annoying.
I know. When are they going to stop us doing
I don't
that?
Know. Like, I mean, I'm not going to take out an aircraft with a bottle of Head and Shoulders, lads. It's not going to happen.
I don't get it, lads.
So you're in that queue. Does this happen to anybody else? Yeah. You fully convince yourself you're carrying a shotgun in your bag.
Oh, you do, yeah.
You're like, I have...
Your heart starts racing.
Everything illegal known to humanity is in my toothpaste.
Your heart starts racing, doesn't it? It's genuinely horrible.
It's stressful, like.
It's stressful. It's quite intense. It's even worse. You go through some of those airports across the pond, the London
airports.
It's
10 times worse, yeah. But then you have to do that body scanner. You have to do that body scanner thing.
Yeah, that's bizarre as well, isn't it?
And then when the body scanner peeps, because something, and you're like, oh Jesus, what's going on now? They do the full frisk and the gloves come out.
Oh, listen.
They bring you into that back room. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said it. You had a horrific airport security.
Terrible. Years ago, I was coming back from London with the lads. We were over for the weekend watching football and going through passport control or whatever, security scanner, and all of a sudden one guy with a big massive gun comes over and stands next to me. Another guy comes over with a big massive gun, stands next to me. And a third guy.
Oh my God.
A big massive gun comes over and stands next to me. And they take me aside and they start like swabbing all my clothes and all my accessories and everything like that. And for 15 minutes I was questioned about where I was going, who I was with, where I was from. And they told me that they had found a trace of explosive on my iPod.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, a trace of explosive. And I was like, huh? Now I was bleary-eyed and exhausted from coming home from 3 days in London with the lads.
Yeah.
And I think they just accepted the fact that I was over watching football with the lads for 3 days and not actually undertaking any terrorist activity in London.
Was it your explosive taste in music?
It might have been. I think they just profiled me because they saw Derry on my passport and they were like, all right, yeah, this guy's
going for it. Let me see. Derry?
Yeah.
Explosives on the iPad? Yeah. Mm.
Shocking.
That's shocking.
It was terrifying. I nearly.
That's
I nearly
so I'm not scary. Surprised, Rory. You'd get PTSD from that.
Yeah, so now I'm terrified going through airports.
Were you wearing your Michael Collins jocks as well that morning?
The balaclava.
Okay, that always kind of gives it away, doesn't it? Morning, lads. Airport security here. No, you cannot take a hurling onto the plane with your hand luggage. Only cabin luggage that goes into the hold. It's fairly self-explanatory, really, isn't it? Yes, thank you, Karen. Appreciate that.
At least we know. I hope you heard that now, Kevin.
When I was up in Cork Airport years ago, going on holiday, we were in a you're in a long delay because the scanners get backed up.
They do, yeah.
And then if somebody has a load of rubbish and bottles and everything in their thing, it holds everybody up. But I was talking to one of the girls that was standing there. She puts the stuff through the scanner. And I said, you must get some incredible stuff put through here all the time. She said, you have no idea.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You have no idea. A fella tried to go through Cork Airport, going from Cork to London, and he put a huge vintage samurai sword into the hand luggage.
You're not going to get away with that.
He was going over to London to sell it. She was like... Yeah, you're going to sell it, I get you, but you know.
It's a samurai sword. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Red FM's Cash Machine.
Yeah, it makes the hurley thing look all right now, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, just again, because he was going into it so innocently. He was obviously of no threat or anything. But
but come on.
Yeah, there's a pinch of cop on there, lads, isn't there? Yeah. No, I know it's a stick of dynamite, but it's only... It's
my, I'm selling it.
I know I'm dressed as Osama bin Laden, but it's a fancy dress. Yeah.
God, lads.
Oh. 28 in the morning. Here we go. Let's get you a load of money. We've got €176,000 sitting here that's going to go tomorrow between 3 and 4. If you want to win it, you got to text the word RED to 57557 to play. 57557, that is the number. To enter this game and to win this incredible amount of money, it will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie right now for you to read. If you've any questions about Cash Machine, that's where you will find them. It feels pretty special to get a phone call like this, especially on a Friday, especially when the money is €176,000.
I don't know whether this is even real.
Nobody ever believes us until they see that money arrive into their account.
€154,000.
Yes, it is! Is there something you would do with this money?
Finishing a house at the moment. There's plenty to do with it.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That was our pal Peggy. Peggy won 154k on Friday. March alone, well over the half million mark. April is going to be massive. But for you tomorrow, it's 176,000 euro.
Are you for real?
Oh my gosh, I don't believe this.
This could be you tomorrow between 3 and 4 on Kira's show. That call is going to be made. Text RED to 57557. Good luck. Red FM's cash machine. This is Red FM. They're very good. Vic has a couple of kickers here for the Punday game because your Punday game challenge this morning, everybody, is celebrities and food.
Right.
So basically what you do is you got to take a food item, you got to take a celebrity's name, mash them together, and then you create something like...
Tomato Hanks.
Tomato Hanks. I was going to go for one Tom Cruise.
Very good.
Oh yeah, okay.
One Tom...
Barack Obama.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is really good. Yeah. Did you just pull that one out of the internet?
What about Rice
Witherspoon?
Rice Witherspoon. That is very good.
Yeah, thanks.
I like that a lot. Celebrities and food, please. Captain Morgan, Freeman and Coke.
That's not food.
It kind of is. It goes with the dinner.
What about Spam Smith?
Spam Smith. What is Spam, lads? I know it's Hambo. What the hell is
rank.
It? What is it?
It's war food.
It is, you know.
It is.
I'd say you could open a tin of that stuff from 100 years ago and it's still
edible.
It's up there with corned beef, anyway.
Rory, what have you got?
Cuba Pudding Jr.
Cuba Pudding Jr.
That's brilliant.
No. That's a yes. That's going into a Hall of Famer. Mark Ruffalo Wings. No response from Rory. I just gave you all the love and you look at me as if
yeah, well done, Roar.
Thanks, Roar.
You're dead right. That's because he just heard the roasting that you gave me off the air before we went on the air and
Nicolas Cage-free eggs. How's that for everybody?
Nicolas Cage-free eggs?
Nicolas Cage-free eggs.
That's rubbish.
Jesus.
What about this one? I've got one more.
Go on.
Potato B. Maguire.
Nice. That's not bad at all. Macaulay Flower Culkin.
Does meatloaf count or is it too obvious?
No, throw it in there. He will do anything for food.
We've got
puns.
A few good ones coming in already from listeners. I'm going to read you this one.
Okay.
Bacon Statham. Who's that? Katie, take a bow.
Lovely.
That's very good.
Does this work? McDonald's.
Kind of does.
McDonald's. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Does.
I don't know.
Here's one to stretch, lad. Cucumber Bernie Sanders.
That's the best one yet.
Oscar De La Soya.
Nice.
Oh. What about Orangelina Jolie?
Brilliant. That is really good.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. That's your Punday game challenge. Food and celebrities. 086 8104 106.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. All right. It's Keith McCarthy. How are you, Keith?
I'm good, man. How are you?
You're looking great. What's the news, Keith? What part of the world are you in?
I'm currently in Bandon. Just on my way to work.
Okay. Are you a Clonakilty man?
I sure am.
Okay.
Clonakilty and proud. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be, you know, you're God's chosen few in Clonakilty, aren't you? You're the blessed amongst us.
Gates of West Cork and all that.
Yeah, I must say, it's one of my favourite places to go.
Gorgeous.
It's such a beautiful town.
It is, yeah.
You're very lucky, very, very lucky to be down that neck of the woods. Right, what have we got for you? We've got €1,000 here, Keith. I'm going to help you with the first three, okay? So I'll roll through the first three, which are very easy anyway. You would have got them. Then it's over to you. Oh, will I give him...
Nice one.
You know, he's a Clonakilty man. Will I give him the first four?
Yeah, go on.
All right, let's go. Let's play pop quiz. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, who is the current hit with Pink Pony Club? That's Chapel Roan. Keith, Diamonds is a song by who? Rihanna. Just say Rihanna. Yeah. Thank you. Ross and Rachel are characters from what TV show? That was Friends. And question number 4. What actor played Iron Man in the Marvel Universe? Robert Downey Jr. Over to you, Keith. Number 5. What is the name of the chemistry teacher character in Breaking Bad?
Walter White.
Question number 6. Who left One Direction first?
Zayn.
Question number 7. What comedian is known as the Big Yin?
Big Yin.
Yeah, the Big Yin. Legendary comedian. Just throw somebody at me. One of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time.
Take a guess.
Billy Connolly.
Question number 8. Keanu Reeves was in a computer simulated themed film. Can you name it?
The Matrix.
Who is known? Who has an alter ego known as Sasha Fierce? Which singer has an alter ego, Sasha Fierce? Quickly. That was Beyonce. Let's see. You got pretty much everything right until that one. Would you have known the answer to this, though? Keith, had we a few seconds on the clock? What 2019 South Korean film won Best Picture at the Oscars?
Oh, God. South Korean.
It's actually a great film.
No, I don't have it.
Any idea, Vic?
Is it The Shape of Water?
It's Parasite. It's Parasite. Keith, we'll bring you back again, I promise you. We'll give you another run out of this.
Well done, Keith.
You did very...
I always think I get 10 out of 10 all the time.
Yeah.
Then the one time I'm on.
I know, but it's, you see, because...
It's when you're on the spot.
Your brain says to you, you're on the radio here now, Sham, you're going to make a mess of this. This is what your brain does to you. This is what it does.
It's blank.
They're all laughing at you, Keith. Laughing at you.
I know.
Which they're not, by the way.
No, you did brilliant. We'll talk to you again. We've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another morning, Keith. Have a lovely day.
Nice.
Cheers. Mind yourself. Bye. If you want to play pop quiz, we give you the old qualifying question first thing in the morning, and around about 10 to 8 again. If you want to play, give it a go. Like, I mean, if you're getting nines and tens on this,
then you should be on the airplane.
There's money for jam here. Like, you know what I mean? Give us a shout and get involved. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm compiling the funniest answers we've ever received on Pop Quiz, but I am. Question number 9. Who wrote Lord of the Rings? So there's a lot of letters, and then it begins with a T, the surname.
Yeah.
Think Dallas and put Tolkien at the end of it.
Dallas Tolkien.
No! JR, you donkey. Punday Game Challenge today was celebrities and food. This is what you had to put together. You take a food item, take a celebrity name, mash them up, and you guess. Victoria Nichols, what have you got over
Lads,
there?
Lads, you did not let us down in any way, shape, or form. Bruno Mars bar.
Bruno Mars bar.
That's from Roisin. We've got Paris Stilton.
I love it.
Kevin Bacon and Eggs. And Scone Wilson from Martin.
A trilogy from Martin.
Take a bow, Martin.
Katy Perry. I mean, that's nice.
This
I like
is
that.
Brilliant, this one. Lewis Hamilton, and that's from Finn, age 10. Well
good
done,
on you, Finn.
Finn,
that's one of our favourites.
Good man, yeah.
Leonardo DiCappuccino and Leonardo... Leonardo DiCaprio's son as well.
I like
that one.
Yeah. What about Elon Musk? Melon. What about Elvis Parsley?
Oh, that's genius.
That's from Foxy Lad.
Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's from Deirdre.
Deirdre, I'm loving that
Kevin
one.
Kevin Bacon Fries.
Vinny, genius. Tato Swift.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? To add to that, Colin Meanies.
Nice.
Crisps.
Declan Fried Rice from Haley.
That is so good.
What about Jack Black Pudding?
Jack Black Pudding, nice. Genius. But taking the Punday Game Challenge today, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Punday Game Challenge,
Sean O'Jalapeno.
Sean O'Jalapeno.
Well
genius.
Done.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Tiny Temper, Jess Glynn, and Not Letting Go. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Morning, lads. Did you mention something about a swim for Gaza? I was half asleep from Killian. Killian, you were half asleep. A dip for Gaza swim will take place. Myrtleville Beach, Sunday, April 13th, this weekend, 2 p.m. They're raising money for Gaza Forever, and Grassroots Initiative providing aid to the people of Gaza. They want as many people to turn up as possible. Myrtleville is only about 25 minutes spin from Cork City, depending on traffic. There's also a bus route 220 that connects Cork City to Myrtleville. It's about 45 minutes to get down there. If you're doing nothing on Sunday, they'd love to see you. Please support it if you can.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Naomi Oldflower, what's going on?
Okay, Mickey Rourke is continuing to grab the headlines so far for the Celebrity Big Brother series. He got into a bit of hot water yesterday. He was talking to Jojo Siwa, who it is from Dance Moms, and basically they were having a conversation, and he used a homophobic slur, towards her.
Yeah.
He got into big trouble. He was called into the diary room, and then eventually he caught up with Jojo and gave her this apology.
Sorry.
You got your slippers.
I want to apologize.
Thank you.
I just got a bad habit of having a short fuse. And I don't mean nothing by it.
Okay, I appreciate your apology.
Okay, I do mean it.
I appreciate your apology.
If I didn't, I wouldn't say it to you.
I know.
Okay.
I appreciate the apology, and I hope you enjoy your slippers.
You.
Something tells me that will not be the last apology that we hear from Mickey Rourke.
Big Brother will have to apologise for Mickey if he falls asleep under one of those outdoor heaters in the back garden. This is the diary. Please, Mickey.
Dear 16 in the Big Brother house.
Mickey's face has melted off.
Poor old Mickey.
Is your man the guy from Newcastle still doing the voiceovers?
I don't know if he is actually. He's the best. You can't have anybody other than him. You need the Geordie. This is an interesting one. Pitch Perfect actor Adam Devine has been chatting about being ghosted. You never assume that it happens to celebrities because it happens to normal people. But this is an interesting story, and this concerns another actor, Zac Efron. Have a listen to him talking about this.
He was ghosted by Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, I just want to let you know that I miss you. And I'm like, I miss you too, dude. You're a good friend of mine. And he's like, you still have that place down by the beach? And I'm like, I do. And he's like, would it be cool if I came and crashed with you for 2 weeks? And I'm like, come stay with me. And he's like, all right, I'm going to call you tomorrow to get all the details, and then I'll be there early next week, okay? And then you'll send me the address and all that. I'm like, all right. And so I come back in. I'm like, Chloe, I think Zach's going to come live here with us for a couple weeks. I don't know. He ghosted me, dude. Never called back. Texted him like, are you going to stay here? And I haven't talked with him since.
Wow.
It's bizarre,
isn't it? Very, very peculiar altogether.
Asking if you can actually go and stay with somebody for 2 weeks.
And then not showing up.
Not only not showing up, but not replying even to their texts.
That is strange.
I don't understand what happens.
Is Zach still alive and well? Is he all right?
I think some people actually they don't even think about, what's going to happen if I don't show up? It just doesn't even enter their...
Into their orbit at all, yeah. Very strange.
Very strange.
All right. Ghosting is one of those strange things that people do all the time. You just sign off and say, hey, listen, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm busy. I'll see you soon. That's all you got to do.
A bit of courtesy, please.
Thank you very much,
Vic.
You know
what I mean?
All right. You're murder for ghosting me all the time.
I don't ghost you. I just ignore you.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.